It may be uncouth to talk about, but in everyday life, it's hard to avoid spit. And it's not always a bad thing, as we find out on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. But first, if you've ever felt stranded, been unemployed with bills stacking up while you worry about supporting your family, you know the stress of the unknown. Thanks to the internet, there have been new and exciting ways to earn more than before by working at home. Companies worldwide are desperately searching for someone just like you to type up their information and post it online, and they'll pay you nicely in return. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com. earnmorethanbefore.com. It's a win-win situation. They get more customers and you get paid. If you're in a boring dead-end job or no job at all, you can work part-time or full-time. It's up to you. Remove the ceiling from your household income and set your own hours, as many or as few as you like. All you need to get started is a computer with internet access. No prior skills or work experience required, just basic computer skills. Get free information at earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. There's a quick form to fill out, then get started making more money today at earnmorethanbefore.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 4th, the 94th day of the year. Blues legend Muddy Waters was born on this day, and New York's twin World Trade Center towers opened to the public on this day in 1973. Spitting is the universal sign of distaste or disgust, but saliva does have its useful purposes too. The term licking one's wounds is most often used figuratively to mean recuperating from disaster. But as it turns out, researchers studying why animals often lick their wounds have discovered something surprising. There is a protein in saliva that can help speed the healing process. That doesn't mean you should start licking your cuts and scrapes. It does mean a promising new approach for developing healing drugs. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.